Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway is proud to sponsor the airing of the Juneau Lions Club's 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Head over to the tram to buy a $20 gift card, and you're eligible to get the Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway annual season passes at the early bird rate and the best price of the year. You can also purchase them online at RavenEagleGifts.com or call 463-3412 for more information. They're also hiring for the summer season. Visit their website for more info. The Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway, because it's happening at the top.
It's the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament, brought to you by the Juneau Lions Club. Coverage on KINY brought to you by Microcom, Alaska's HughesNet Satellite Internet Solution, Dr. John Kralik, Alaska's Sleep Doctor, and Carl's Auto Marine. Now to Juneau Douglas High School Gym for more gold medal basketball on KINY.
Howdy, folks, and welcome back. Mike Clasby along with Mr. Andrew Frisky.
Good afternoon.
Get to watch your Hanes team again tonight.
That's right.
You're happy about that.
The best seats of the house.
The best seats in the house for view, the cushiest seats in the house for your bum.
That's exactly. That's a good incentive to be up here.
All right, so we're going to bring you a little update on what happened today in the first of day games after yesterday's eight. Of course, there were day games in that one. But so on Monday at 12:30 today in C bracket, Cluck One played Philcom. Philcom had defeated the Juneau James gang yesterday, 59-51. Cluck One had defeated Cake yesterday, 85-54. And they went at it today at 12:30, and Cluck One won that one 75-69. So that'll put Philcom in the loser's bracket and keeps Cluck One going. They're going to play the Thursday night 9 o'clock game against the winner of the 7:30 game tonight, which will be Yakutat and Metlakatla.
I don't know why they put us old guys in that 9 o'clock, but they are.
Well, it's because you can stay up late once in a while.
That's our bedtime.
All right. Then we go to Monday 3:30 game today. Wait a minute. There's a 2 o'clock somewhere. That was a Masters game. 2 o'clock today, Masters, Hoona, and Cake. First Masters game of this 71st gold medal basketball tournament. Hoona won that one, Andrew, 80-66.
Yeah.
So that'll put Hoona in the game on Thursday at 2 against the winner of Angoon and Sitka, which is tonight's 9 o'clock game.
Yep.
Then we went to 3:30 today, which just finished a little while ago. It was a close game, and it was Cake going against Hoona in the B bracket. Yesterday, Cake defeated Angoon 86-73, which put him into that 3:30 game today. And Hoona played Yakutat yesterday, won that one 69-63 to put them against Cake. Hoona won this one today 61-57, put Cake in the loser's bracket, puts Hoona in the winner of this game coming up between Wrangell and Haynes.
Yes.
That'll be tomorrow night. No, it'll be Thursday night at 7:30.
Yep. That's going to be a rocking gym. Anytime Hoona's in that semifinal game and they're back-to-back, they got their Masters and their B division team in there, so it's going to be a rowdy house.
All right, so we have got lots of time yet, 5 minutes before the start of this first of three game. So here's what we're doing if you just tuned in on KINY around whether you're streaming it or on the Juneau Radio Center app. And if you don't know about that, you can get the Juneau Radio Center app. You can either get it for iPhones or Android, and then you can stream any one of our stations. If you can stream it, you can stream it as well if you go to KINYradio.com. And, of course, if you're not streaming it and you're out of town, you're not listening to this. But if you know somebody and you are listening and you know they're out of town, you can tell them that. KINYradio.com or get the Juneau Radio Center app. Then you can follow the rest of Gold Medal because we have 5 more days of it. We're going to carry 3 games tonight, 3 games Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 2 games on Friday. Those will be 6 and 7:30 and the 4 championship games with the BC Masters and Women's, and then they're not necessarily in that order, but the games will be at 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and the final game of the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament will be Saturday night at 8 o'clock, and we're going to bring you all the night games and the Saturday day game. We're going to take a one-minute break here in our pregame and come back with a little more of introduction and a little chat with Andrew Frisky on what he expects out of tonight's games. Back in 1 minute as you're listening to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY.
Get the good stuff!
To me, March means spring, and it makes me want to get outside and play in the mud. However, no matter how much I like that mud, when I'm driving behind a vehicle with no mud flaps, I wish I could put my car in a protective bubble. Not having mud flaps on your vehicle is a safety issue as well as a cosmetic one. Stop by Napa Auto Parts and see what we can do for you. From mud flaps to windshield wipers, Napa takes care of your vehicle bumper to bumper.
Get the good stuff!
Sure as the yearly return of the Canada Goose, the changing seasons signal the beginning of the spring tire sale at Les Schwab Tires. It's a time of rebirth, excitement, and a heck of a great deal on select tires for just about anything you'd be driving this spring. So if you think you might need new tires, stop on in. We'll come running. And if that seems overly excited, well, that's just who we are, spring or not. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
Right, doing the right thing matters, and you never miss a thing when you're listening to KINY and Andrew Frisky. I'm kind of thinking that Haynes has an upper hand against Ringel tonight in the first game.
Well,
what's your thoughts?
I don't want you to jinx Haynes, even though I'm from Haynes. I'll tell you, Haynes is still a little shorthanded. They still have only six guys. Two more guys coming in tomorrow. They just couldn't make it up here because of travel arrangements. But I'll tell you, the six guys that they have are pretty solid, but I won't take anything away from Wrangell either.
Okay, so that should be a good game.
It's going to be a good game. I mean, I know a few of the guys for Wrangell as well. In fact, I know most of them, and there's some solid players. In fact, a couple of the players played against Kyle Fossman back in the day in high school, so they know each other pretty well. So,
All right, good. Now, our second game tonight will be the Yakutat-Metlakatla game. And you played this morning this afternoon at 12:30 on the Kluckwan team against Spokane. How was that game?
Well, we like to keep the crowd into it, so we.
You didn't blow out here.
Well, we were up by 24 at one point.
Oh, okay.
Ended up winning by six, so they definitely made a really good run on us, and we did not respond till the end. Made a few free throws.
All right, fair.
So anyway, but
so who are you going to choose? Who would you rather play, Yakutat or Metlakatla at 7:30 game?
I can't answer that. Both teams are good teams, and we're willing to take whoever wins. So I'm not going to. We played Metlakatla last year in the championship.
There you go.
They have a good squad. Yakutat had a big game, you know, in that last second shot to get past Tuna. So, you know, it could be Yakutat's year to make it to that semifinal game. I don't think they've been there for a few years. And so, you know, it'd be great to see either one. They both bring great crowds. That makes it exciting for everybody.
And then we're going to move on into Masters at 9 o'clock. I haven't seen Sitka here in this tournament for a while.
Yeah, they haven't been that I can remember. They've had a few invites here and there, but yeah, they've been here a couple times in the Masters. The B every once in a while. It's been a number of years since they've been here in the B. When they had the A division, they used to have a team here every year because a lot of the guys that played for Sheldon Jackson College would come over and play.
Oh, right on.
But they have not. They're here every once in a while.
All right, we've got time for a 30-second break, and we're going to come back and have some basketball coming your way as you're listening to Gold Medal Action on KINY.
The Bartlett Oncology Center is committed to effective and convenient care of patients being treated for cancer and cancer-related conditions. Located in the Southeast Cancer Center building, the Bartlett Oncology Center is a local liaison between primary care providers and Bartlett Regional Hospital. For questions, contact the center directly at 796-8720.
All right, Wrangell's got Tony Harding, Robbie Marshall, Mitch Mork, Ryan Howell, Spencer Staube, Harry Churchill, Andrew Versteeg, Eric James, Jason Clark, and Curtie Kautz. A couple more add-ons this day from yesterday. And then we go with Haynes, as Andrew just said, they're a bit short. They'll have a couple more guys here tomorrow. Ryan Harms, Jordan Baumgartner, Tyler Healy, James Hart, Kyle Fossman, and Ben Egoff. Those are some pretty good contenders, though.
Yeah, there's some solid basketball players on this court, to say the least. You know, coming from Wrangell, you know, Ryan hasn't played for a couple of years, but Ryan was a phenomenal basketball player and cross-country runner for Wrangell a few years ago. And so he's going to be a tough one. He and Fossman will be a good matchup. I'm assuming they're going to be guarding each other. Mitch Mork's actually a graduate from Sitka High, but lives in Wrangell, I believe. He's living there right now, and he's a good point guard. And Jason Clark coaches for the Wrangell Wolves, and you know a few of these other guys. They've been around for a number of years, so should be a good one.
Perfect. Well, we have 20 minutes on the clock, which will be our first half of play. We still have both teams sitting at the bench. We haven't had any start yet. I'm not quite sure what we are waiting for. Actually, there's not a timer at the table.
Running clock, maybe.
I don't know. We'll take another 30-second break and come right back and see if we get rolling here. You're listening to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY.
Row, row, row your boat.
No. Throttle up, open her up, and cruise through the waters. Whether you're fishing, whale watching, or headed to the cabin, Carl's Auto and Marine will get you where you need to go. They carry Honda and Suzuki outboards with no games and no gimmicks. You'll always get a great warranty, and the pricing will always be straightforward. Carl's Auto and Marine Repair and Honda and Suzuki authorized dealer. 789-3883.
30. After this game.
Okay, good. So we just got an announcement made. That's what they're trying to organize, a couple things. They're going to have the opening ceremony tonight between this game and the 7:30 game. And we've been fortunate enough last couple of years to bring you that. Actually, when Governor Walker was his first year in, he came here and he had never seen a gold medal basketball game.
Really?
Well, yeah. So that was his. And I said, do you have anything new you want to talk about? And I didn't want to get into politics because they inherited quite a tough job.
I don't know if you're allowed to talk politics on here.
Nope, we aren't. So anyway, he said, well, I do have an announcement I want to make. And I said, what's that? And he said, I just came to the hospital and my first grandson was just born an hour and a half ago. Good fun.
Oh, that's great. Well, we saw him on the jet coming back from our state championship volleyball tournament.
Yep.
And he was great. He talked with our kids and took some pictures and just a nice guy.
Yep, so. He is. Last year he and Byron were here and Sam Keto and Byron is from Yakutat.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
All right, we're at center jump circle, folks. We got Haynes in the white with green numbers. They're going left to right. And we've got Wrangle in the black moving right to left. And center jump for Haynes will be number 54, Ben Egoff. And number 9, Tony Harding, is going to do the jump honors for Wrangle as we kick this off. And there's the ball in the air. Barrick Johnson, the official, puts it up, and Haynes will take over and has first possession. They're going to bring it out and go to the top of the key to John Baumgartner. He comes right, then they try and pass it in top of the key. They throw it away. Oh, nice save by Fossum at midcourt, back in the right-hand corner down the baseline and loses it away as it knocked out of bounds by number 11 for Wrangle. That's Ryan Howell you're just talking about. Tyler Healy trying to drive the baseline. And it'll be Baumgartner to bring it in for Haynes under their own bucket. So go straight away. How did he get so open? Tyler Healy just standing there. I'm a guy on each side of him, but he just took one step and he was wide open.
Good screen.
2-0 ball game. Back we go the other way, and it's inside the 3-point circle on the left side. Shots up by Wrangle, no good. Now at the top of the key, another one up by Spencer Stavi. That one misses. They get the second rebound, take it over on the far side. They'll give it away to Howell. Howell goes down to the right corner, and they're going to come out to Stavi. He's going to shoot inside the 3-point circle, and Ryan Harms gets the rebound as that shot misses. Here comes Haynes down court. They're going to go in the left corner down to Healy. Back out to outside the 3-point circle. Shot put up, no good. Cleared off by Haynes. In the paint, little jumper. Geez, a little short, just won't go as Healy misses that one. He's got the first two of the ball game, and it's Haynes up two as Wrangle gets the rebound and comes down court. They'll come on the left side to Howell. Howell over to Andrew Versteeg. They try and pass inside, and we may have a jump ball, and we do. It's Versteeg tying up Jordan Baumgartner there. Alternate possession gives it to Wrangle underneath their own bucket. Inbounds pass comes over on the near side. It's going to be Howell who's going to jump it up, try a little layup from the left side, about halfway up the lane, won't go, and Harms gets the rebound. And then he mishandles it trying to pass it. Would have been a nice pass because down the corner, Fossum was all alone, but Wrangle gets the turnover. Now they turn it over again. They turn it right back as they move it out of bounds on the near side.
I think there might be some butter on that ball because it slipped out of these guys' hands that usually don't turn the ball over.
No, they don't. That was unusual. Both of them, Ryan down here and this one just now. Coming back the other way as Harms inbounds it. Then he gets it back on the right side. 3-point circle for Haynes. Now he passes out top of the key. And it'll be Kyle Fossman to put it over left side. He's going to give it off. And Tyler Healy hits a three. He's got a two. Did they call it off?
Yeah, they called a foul, I believe, on 23 from Black. And for a cheap shot, I think, on the underneath the basket trying to box out.
Well, they did put the bucket up. So it is 5-0. And it's going to be Egoff to get it back in. He puts it up a three from this side. So Ben Egoff with back-to-back threes makes it an 8-0 ball game. Haynes out in front with just barely 2 minutes gone here in the first half of play here in game number 12 of this year's tournament. Back we go, Harding, trying to pass inside, and he throws it away. So Wrangell having a little trouble with turnovers here. Haynes with an 8-point lead will bring it down on the near side. Give it over to Healy, who's going to pass on the left side. And trying to drive in is going to be Fossum down the left side lane, and that one won't go, and he's going to be fouled in the air. So we have one foul against Spencer Stavi, and now we've got one against Tony Harding, so that's two team fouls to Wrangell, and going to, oh, he's not going to the line. I thought he was fouled in the act of shooting.
Yeah, he was driving, I think he bodied him up before he went up for the shot.
Foul left pass goes into Healy on the left side for Haynes, back out top of the key to Egoff. Now on the right side to Fossum, who drives all the way across the top of the key. Looking back at midcourt, goes to Baumgartner. Baumgartner will blow it up. Stavi out to defend him. Baumgartner comes to the right side. Inside the lane, a little 14-foot jumper. That one's going to miss by Healy. Gets his own rebound, passes over in the left corner. And Ryan Harms puts one up about the same distance on the far side, closer to the baseline. And Egoff gets it, tips it up a couple times, and finally that'll go in for Ben. And we have a 10-point ball game with two threes and two twos, and Haynes has held Wrangell scoreless, and we got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a break in the action. And it's going to be a 60. We'll be back at 1 minute. You're listening to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY.
By now, you've probably heard that Little Tokyo downtown on Seward Street is serving all-you-can-eat sushi. They have the freshest all-you-can-eat rolls starting at $24.95 per person. If you want to add on all-you-can-eat appetizers, rolls, and sushi, it's only $29.95, and kids under 5 eat free. Kids 6 to 11 are 50% off. Dine in only, so bring your appetite. Little Tokyo has a full menu available, and they offer delivery to downtown Lemon Creek and Douglas. Call in your order at 523-0344. That's 523-0344.
For all you gold medalists, the Sea Alaska Heritage Store welcomes all teams and fans to Gold Medal. Come check out the store's wide selection of one-of-a-kind Alaskan native art, gifts, and jewelry, including a new exclusive selection of Jared Gullinan's silver bracelets. Special gold medal sales on selected merchandise will be offered all week long. Purchases at the Sea Alaska Heritage Store help support ongoing Alaska native art, language, and cultural programs. Located in the Walter Sobeloff Building on the corner of Seward and Front Street downtown.
All right, back in action as Wrangell brings the ball in. They're going to move it down underneath the Versteeg. He's going to try and drive the right side lane. Puts it up, won't go, gets his own rebound in the paint. That one's up. Rebound's cleared off by Haynes, but there's a whistle and a foul. Eric Johnson, one of the officials. Let's see who else is out there. Craig Tamaki and then Renee Johnson. Your three officials for this first game tonight. And a foul goes against number 13 for Haynes, and that's Ryan Harms to pick up his first. And at the line is going to be Andrew Versteeg, who misses his first shot. Sets for his second. It's a 10-0 ball game, and Wrangell finally gets on the board as Andrew makes one of two, and it's a 10-1 ball game. Or are they putting it up?
Yeah, you got one of them. There's a little delayed.
Yeah, real delayed. Outlet pass in backcourt for Haynes. Goes into Baumgartner. All alone. This is the second time that Healy's got open underneath the bucket. He just puts it up very easy. 12-1. 11-point lead. Wrangell having to get something together here. They can't wait too long, even though it's early in the game. It's 4 minutes gone in the first half of play, and they turn the ball over for the fourth time. And here comes Baumgartner down court for Haynes, who will come on the right side to Fossman. Fossman drives around the left side. Back over. Tyler Healy from three. That's nothing but net from the right side, right between us and the bucket. And he's got two threes and two twos, and it's 15-1.
Yeah, Wrangell just does not have their legs under him yet. They're trying to figure it out, and Haynes is ready to roll.
There comes Ryan Howell. He's going to jump pass back off to Versteeg. Top of the key, left side, puts it up. A little three-pointer that's going to move away off the right side of the rim and out of bounds on the far side. So that's the hard way to get a turnover, but Haynes once again comes up with it, and they'll bring it down court with a 14-point lead.
Yeah, Haynes' defense right now just swarming. Wrangell have not had an easy shot yet.
Back we come the other way. Baumgartner comes over on the right side. Fossman passes inside to Egoff. Turnaround jumper by Harms as he gets the pass from Egoff right at the right side of the free throw line, and Harms' shot misses, and he's missed a couple. Went out of bounds, came off of Haynes, so it'll be Wrangell ball in backcourt, bringing it down Versteeg, who got the inbounds pass from Mitch Mork. Comes over to Mork on the left side now. Back out, he'll go to Jason Clark, who's going to try his second three, and this one should have went but didn't. It just needed a little bit of lead on the inside of that ball. It would have rolled in instead of out, and Haynes comes down. They're going to try Healy three-pointer on the left side. That one misses as well, and Mort gets the rebound for Rangel. They need some buckets. He's going to come down. There he goes. Inside the three-pointer on the three-point circle on the left side, and Mitch Mort gets the first field goal. So it's 15-3 now, and we are almost 6 minutes gone in this first half. We'll go back to Healy in the left corner for Haynes, and he'll put up a three, but that one won't go. Mork, again, gets the pass as the, on their clearing it out to come down, and he nails another one exactly the same spot as last time. Well, maybe they found the guy to go to.
Well, he's had a couple wide-open jumpers there.
Won't take Haynes long to shut that off.
No.
Back over in the left corner, Healy. Feeds it inside to Egoff on the left-hand baseline. Gives it to Healy on the give and go. He comes along the baseline, a little reverse layup underneath the bucket coming from left to right. And Healy's got three twos now.
12 of the 17 points for Haynes.
Yep, he does. 17-5 with under 13 minutes or under 14 to go here in the first half of play. First of three games tonight. We'll be bringing them all to you on KINY. Another three-pointer, air ball on the right side. That one put up by Howell. For Rangel, cleared off by Clark, back to Howell, gets the screen, jumps it up, and that was he in or out? He was in inside the three-point.
Yeah, there's another jumper there inside the three-point line by Mitch.
Howell gets
Mitch Moore hits that one again. Yeah, that was his third jumper in a row.
Yep, his third two, two from the left, one from the right, and it's 17-7, back within 10. Here we go as Bossman will come in the lane, comes all the way around from a little pass on the left side by Harms and lays it up in the paint, and Kyle gets his first two. 19-7, hanging on to that 12-point lead. Back we go now. Rangel's going to work it into Mork, who's going to bounce pass on the left side to Clark. Back out to Versteeg. Stays outside the three-point circle on the left side. Harms got him. He gets around. Healy almost steals it away. Picks it back up. Jumps it up in the paint. Won't go. Cleared off. Back out to Mork. Then Mork will jump another one up.
Mork feeling it right now. He has not hit the rim yet. No. Nothing but net. Four shots in a row.
So he's got 8 of the 9 points for Rangel. And Healy's on the right side, feeds into Harms, and he's defended by Mark, who slaps it away underneath his right arm and knocks it out of bounds. Harms gives him a little pat. Nice play. Now we've got substitutions for Rangel. Coming in is going to be Eric James. Also in is number 44, and I don't think I have a 44. Yeah, I do. Robbie Marshall. Robbie Marshall's in, and Eric James. For Rangel, and Haynes brings the ball in. Harms, right side. Bossman nails a three.
Now you can't give him an inch. And they've done a good job the first 8 minutes, but he's hit the last two in a row. And you have him heating up with West Healy, and you're going to be in trouble real quick.
22-9. Back over to Rangel. They're going to give it off to Robbie Marshall in. Marshall wearing 44 tonight. Yesterday he was number 11, but they switched over when Ryan Howell came on board. And the Rangel loses the ball in backcourt again. 2 minutes away from the halfway through the first half of play as Rangel, or Haynes now has James Hart in the game, and he'll take the inbounds pass, give it back to Ryan Harms, back over near side to Fossman, to Harms in the paint, can't shoot. Back out to Healy, over on the left, or to Clark, over to Healy. Back to Fossman outside the three-point circle. Oops. Ooh, nice recovery. And they work it in to Brian, who tries to drive the lane. So Fossman ended up on the ground. He picked that up pretty diligently, did not get a traveling call.
Yeah, it was kind of an interesting play. I thought he could pick it up, but he didn't think he could. He was going to shoot it, then he threw the ball down, and then he kind of boxed out his guy waiting for Harms to come pick it up. In the meantime, people were jumping for the ball, and it was kind of a scramble.
So it'll be a Haynes long pass in at midcourt over to Kyle, left side of center line. Now he moves over to the near side and bounce passes off to Harms. 11.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Underneath they go to James Hart. Hart drives down the baseline. Now he's got to bring it back out and gives off to Ryan. Ryan's going to go inside the lane on the near side. Can't vote it, but Healy puts one up. A three-point attempt. Shot misses from the right side. Cleared off underneath by Baumgartner. Way outside to Kyle Fossman. Nice one as he nails another three.
That was only about 15 feet behind the line.
Yeah, not bad. Makes it look easy, like riding a bike. 25-9 now with 56 seconds to go before we're at halfway through the first half. Back we go, Rangel, trailing. by a bunch. They're going to turn around and nice little jumper on the left side. That's put up by Jason Clark, who gets his first two, 25-11. Ryan Harms will bring it down on the far side. For Haynes, the bounce passes in the left corner to Healy. Healy's got a bunch, two threes and two twos. Then he comes over to Harms, right side, driving the lane. Baumgartner, right side, up off the glass. Nice move. He shot right over the top of Eric James and Jason Clark.
Yeah, that's good body control there. Use the glass.
And he gets his first two, and it's 27-11. We're ahead by 12 for a while. Now they're up to 16. Wrangell's going to have to be digging their hole the other way, and there they go to start it. They turn around and give one down on the left-hand baseline. They go to Robbie Marshall. He gets his first two, 27-13, and we're now under the halfway mark of this first half of play. Healy comes around for Haynes, comes over to Fossman on the near side. Fossman has Tony Harding guarding him. Tony takes a pick and switches. They'll go over to Healy on the far side. Back over to Harms. He's going to put up a three from the left side. That one won't go. Clark gets it underneath. Nice recovery. Defensive board into Harms in the paint. Fadeaway jumper from 12. And that one's good by Ryan, and he gets his first two. So everybody but James Hart's in the scorebook now for Haynes. Yeah, they have a 29-13 lead over Wrangell. Harding on the far side. Comes out top of the key, and Wrangell throws it away again. He went over to Eric James, and James was trying to hit Howell down in the left corner. That was a bad pass.
Yeah, Howell wasn't really paying attention there. And that play before there was just a real good hustle play there by James Hart to keep that ball alive and hit a cutting Haynes player there. It was Ryan Harms for a nice jump shot.
Well, when Kyle Fossman is hot, he's hot. Nails another three from the left side. Well, Haynes in absolute total control now. Wrangell's going to have to figure something out as it's 32-13 with still 9 minutes to play in the first half. Back to Harding, right side, trying to get around Healy. Jumps it up. Clark, or Hart, might get the whistle of the foul. And they'll be shooting two. And Hart does get his first foul. So that's only two fouls. Harms has one. Hart has one. We got two on Wrangell as well. One against Tony Harding, once against Stavi.
Yeah, and Haynes, you know, they're moving the ball well right now. They're probably getting four or five passes before a shot, and they keep doing that. They're just going to wear Wrangell down.
Yep. Even
Oh, go ahead.
Even if they're way short of men, Wrangell's got some pretty good bench strength.
Yeah.
Two of them at the line up for Wrangell, so that makes it a 32-15 game. Those put in by Harding, who goes two for two, and Haynes come down, misses a shot. Wrangell will pick off the rebound. They're going to come down and give it to Howell on the left side. He's going to try a 14-foot running jumper from the left side, but it won't go. We got a new player out on the floor.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? She's about 2 years old?
Oh, yeah. Two going on 14, hoping to get in the game.
Yeah, she was out.
She did get in the game, actually.
She was. She was clear out on the floor, and it's amazing one of them guys didn't run over her.
Yeah, that would not be good. So hopefully a parent comes down and picks her up.
It looks like Big Sister's taking care of her.
Yeah.
And there's Big Brother right behind her. Where's Mom? Come on, Mom. We don't need another Wrangell player out there right now. Maybe we do. It'll be an inbounds pass by Hart into Harms as we go Haynes way. They'll go over to Healy on the left side. Underneath the, well, around closer in by Agoff. He does a turnaround jumper. Left side of the paint. Shot won't go. Cleared off by Robbie Marshall. Marshall comes down to Harding, who drives in the paint, gets right in traffic. He's got four Haynes defenders around him. He puts it up, shot won't go. And Fossman doesn't clear many off. He picks that one off. He's going to bring it all the way down, and then he's going to shoot a three from the right side, and that one goes. That rang around twice. It went about 720 degrees and then off the glass. So it doesn't matter how he shoots them. They just go.
Yeah, that's his fourth three for the night. Hey, we're talking that Wrangell is doing a good job holding them scoreless for the first 8 minutes, but in the meantime, he scored 14.
Right. Long, long three by Harding on the right side as Wrangell's trying to get a couple buckets. They just can't work it inside, and the ones they have not gone. Kyle over here doing battle.
Well, that's what I'm surprised that they didn't have a Howell on the Fossman to start out with, and now it looks like they are.
I think you said that at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, they weren't. They had another guy. They've switched on. Howell will be the third guy trying to guard Fossman. and Hal, definitely he's the most athletic guy out there that I've, you know, just knowing him from previous years.
So 7:22 to the goal and a half, and it's a 20-point lead right now by Haynes over Rangel, and Rangel's going to try a long three from the right side. Eric James puts it up. Edwin's going to skip across the rim and come off on the near corner, and it's going to be Ryan Harms to bring it down. He'll go to Haley, and Haley's going to give a nice pass to Egoff, who makes a fake left and then turns around right and jumps it up off the glass. And Egoff picks up his seventh point. It's now 37-15. We'll come back down Rangel direction. Going over to Eric James, left side. Going to move it back around, and back in is Versteeg. He's going to get the paint, tried a little jumper up on the right side about 8 feet out. That one won't go. Cleared off by Hart. Hart gives off to Fossman, and Fossman will bring it down. Now Versteeg's on Fossman, and he's going to reach in, and he's going to get a whistle. So we got Ryan Harms coming out to have a little breather. Baumgartner back in. Hart with the inbounds pass. Goes off to Jordan. Jordan will pass it on the left side to Healy. Back out Fossman, left-hand high post. Inside Egoff, fadeaway jumper won't go. Cleared off by Rangel. Rangel will bring it out. Outlet pass. Comes away from Marshall. Go down midcourt to Versteeg. Over to Eric James. Back to Versteeg. Now on the right side. Can't shoot anything over there. They're going to work it down and drive it in the lane on a okay attempt was Eric James. Comes off the glass, knocked out of bounds. James will come out. Coming back in is Mitch Mork for Rangel. And Haynes will bring the ball in backcourt. It'll be Hart to bring it in to Baumgartner, who comes straight away down the top of the key. Over there to defend is in his number 25 now. Harry Churchill's in the game for Rangel as they put a shot up and it misses. And we got a little wrestling match. That was almost a pin.
Yeah, well, they're both heavyweights going after it, but they slapped each other's hands afterwards. So it's definitely,
I think Hart got a 2-point reversal.
he might have.
Battle for the ball. Jump ball as they both hung onto it, and they actually did roll over each other 360 degrees. And Haynes gets the ball in from underneath, and Tyler Healy makes another move, and that's the third time he's got himself wide open exactly under the bucket. And he picks up his fourth two. He's got two threes for a total of 14 points, and it's now 39-15. 5:37 to go in the half as Rangel comes down court. And a whistle and a foul. Is that going to
be? Yeah. Mitch Mork went up for a strong layup, missed it. It went battle for the rebound, but kind of grabbed onto Egolf's arm for the foul.
And when he does, he picks up his first. That's the 14th foul for Rangel, and that gives Haynes the ball in backcourt. Fossman's going to drive in and a jump pass over to Hart, and Hart missed the bucket on the right side. Fossman came in the lane, found him open. He was about 8 feet out on the left, right-hand baseline, and Hart could have got his first bucket, but he didn't. And the ball's finally knocked away. Rangel will bring it back down court, and it'll be Mitch Mork to set it up on the left side. And it goes far over the right side to Versteeg. Nice turnaround jumper. That one's going to go. That was a pretty good move by Jason Clark.
Yeah, it was really good. I think he could have scored either direction. He could have had a layup, but then he decided to reverse pivot and had another type of layup.
His fourth point, it's 39-17. They still trail by 22. Fossman on the left side for Haynes. Healy gets tripped up. But Mork goes down, and then they bring it back out to Egoff, and Egoff gets another. He's got three twos and a three now. 9 points, and it's 41-17. 4 minutes and 40 to go in the first half of play. Fairly good crowd on hand tonight here. We've got the opening ceremonies coming your way in between these games, this and the 7:30. I know Governor Walker will be doing a presentation. And we are usually lucky enough to find him to come do an interview with us, and Andrew will see if we can do that. Who made that bucket?
That was Versteeg there.
Okay, so as I was looking at the program to tell you what was going on, thank you for that. So Versteeg gets his first two. Oh, my Lord. You know what? In my younger days, I wish I was Kyle Fossman.
Yeah.
He nails another three. We're exactly 4 minutes on the clock here in the second, here in the first half of play. It's 44-19. We got a 30-second break. Back with more gold medal on KINY in a half a minute.
Affordable Auto Repair welcomes all teams from neighboring communities for gold medal. Wishing you all good luck in the games, especially the cake teams. If you need work done on your vehicle, bring it in to Affordable Auto Repair. They have the lowest rates in town and over 90 years combined experience. If you bring in an estimate, they'll match it or beat it. Guaranteed. You can't afford to go anywhere else. For all your vehicle maintenance, choose Affordable Auto Repair. 790-9332. That's 790-9332.
All right, and we're back. Andrew Friske, along with Mike Clasby, bringing you game number 12 of the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament, brought to you by the Juneau Lions Club. Did it start in this gym?
I
wonder if this gym's that old.
Yeah, I don't think it did. I actually wrote a report about it back in the day.
You telling me that a couple years ago. You did.
And I should know, but I'm pretty sure it was not in this gymnasium.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I don't think this one's 71 years old. Wrangell's down here with 3 minutes and 48 to go in the first half as they're playing Haynes in B competition, and they're going to work it down on the right-hand baseline, and number 23 picks that up, and that is Spencer Stavi to get his first two, and it makes it a 44-21, just under half, or 1 point under double the score. And Haynes will work it back into Egoff, and he's had a pretty good night working around in there. Just now nails his fourth two-pointer. He's got a three, and it's 46-21. And Wrangell will bring it back down. They're going to go on the far side to Versteeg. He'll bring it back left side. Three-pointer put up by Jason Clark, who hasn't been able to connect. He's tried threes all the way around the hoop.
Yeah, I think Wrangell's just trying to get some points on the board, but they got to be a little bit better shots there. They're getting one pass, maybe two at the most, and taking a shot, where Haynes is getting three or four shots and just getting nice open looks.
Harding and Stavi and Marshall come out for Haynes. Coming back in is going to be Ryan Howell. And the ball's knocked away out of bounds on the near side. And I think back in is Mork, unless he was in. I know they've been substituting quite a bit. So inbounds pass on the near side by Jordan Baumgartner goes into Tyler Healy. Oh, and there's some more of that butter.
Yeah, well, at least they figured out how to clean most of it off this game, but that was definitely a slip of the fingers.
Under 3 minutes to go in the half. Wrangell, nice shot, right side. Oh, off the back of the rim, I thought he'd go. He follows the shot, gets his own rebound. That was Mitch Moore. He'll bring it back out. Another three-pointer tried by Jason Clark on the left side. And the three ball will not go for him tonight. Harms, as the Haynes team picks off the rebound, brings it down. And then Fossman decides to drive the lane, and he gets the give and go, puts it up, little layup misses. Maybe he just needs to stay outside the three-point circle.
Yeah, his shooting percentage behind the arc is better than that. I guess it might be his first shot that he's missed inside. Well, he missed 1-3, I think, today. He's five for six.
Baumgartner picks up a whistle and a foul, so Haynes has now three team fouls as Wrangell brings the ball down. Come over on the left side to Mork. Left-hand high post. Zakharov, Versteeg in the paint. Jump pass over to the right side in the right-hand corner. Shot put up from three. Good misses by James. Conversion underneath as he tries his own and doesn't get it. And Egoff will clear off the boards, and he'll go to Ryan Harms. And Haynes comes down court. Left side to Healy. All over him to defend is Howell. They work it inside to Baumgartner. Drives the lane, puts it up off the bottom of the rim and almost hits him right smack in the forehead.
Yeah, good patience there by Haynes. They had the ball outside and moved it around, made a couple extra passes, and Baumgartner was wide open there under the basket.
Jason Clark drew the foul when he blocked that. 16 fouls for Wrangell. 46-21, under 2 minutes to go here in the first half, and at the line is Jordan Baumgartner, and he gets his first one to make it a 3 points total for him, a two and one for one at the line, ready to set for his second. This one's up, and it's good, and he draws a pair. Well, we still need to get to James Hart and let him get on the scoreboard here for Haynes.
Well, he had a chance there, he just blew his layup.
Yes, he did. Whoops. Wrangell almost throws it away. Nice recovery by Howell. He's going to lay it up left side from 10. That one's not going to go. Egoff once again clears off the boards as we go to a minute and 30. They'll go to Baumgartner, back to Fossman. Fossman brings it down in the right corner to Healy. Egoff on the right baseline. defended over there by Clark. They bring it back out to Harms, over to Baumgartner, left side. Tyler on the far side. Defense, the man-to-man switches to pick it up, but the ball comes around on the near side to Kyle. Kyle trying to get around Howell and puts it up. He's pretty quiet with her signals. It's Renee Johnson.
Yeah, I think it's her first year here.
Yep, it is.
Sure.
Actually, I was going to read something. That's going to be a foul against Ryan Howell. He was trying to defend Fossman. He picks up the first foul for him and the seventh for Rangel. And Kyle goes to the line, and he now has all kinds of threes, some twos, well, one, two, and a single free throw. He'll set for his second. I'm just going to give it to him so I don't have to look down again. And he makes it. Now it's 50-21 with a minute and five to go. Back we go, Rangel direction as they move right to left. They're going to go to Mitch Moore, top of the key, spins left and drives right in the paint. Nice jumper, nice move. Need a few more of that. Moore got hot early on in this first half, and he hit four in a row. That's his fifth now as he was out for a little bit on substitution. Haynes will come back down as they lead by 27 points. They're going to work it down, and one of the few turnovers they've had in the first half as they turn it over to Rangel. And we're at 34 seconds, and Mork will drive down the left side, gets around Fossman, goes back out in the paint, jumper up right from the free throw line. That one's going to miss by James. Now they come back out and give it off to Clark on the left. He shot a lot of threes. I wonder if he'll pull one off. He's looking up at the clock right now.
I don't know. He's not the point guard for sure. He's their big guy. My thought is he's going to pass it off.
Versteeg on the right side, down in the towards the right corner. Harding. Turn around, gets around Baumgartner. Little head fake. Baumgartner doesn't get faked out. He jumps up and blocks the shot. Stops the clock at 3.7 seconds. We're going to go into halftime. We'll take a 1 minute break, come back with stats, and then we'll take about 4 minutes here and a half. Won't be hard to do these stats and wrap them up. We haven't had a bunch of free throws. Of course, as soon as I say that, we have a whistle and a foul, and that's number two against Baumgartner. And going to the line is Harding, and he's now 3 for 3. He's the only one of two people that have shot free throws. Ander Versteeg shot a couple. He made one of two. 50-24. Well, if he makes in this one, they can go in at halftime only down by 25, and he does. 50-25. Rangel will put on. Oh, if he made that, I would be amazed. Wasn't that bad. Nice long shot attempt from three-quarters court by Haynes. Doesn't go, and we're at 50-25 at halftime. We'll take a 1 minute break and come right back with some stats for you. You're listening to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY.
Hi, this is Jody Mitchell, Vice Chair of Sea Alaska Corporation. On behalf of Sea Alaska, welcome to coverage of the Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. The spirit of competition, the pride in giving it your all, these are the values we pass on to the next generation. Please join Sea Alaska in supporting Gold Medal. Together, we hold each other up.
Juno Auto Sales and Service has a great selection of pre-owned SUVs, cars, and trucks. They're also your boss snowplow dealer for Juno. And here's another tremendous benefit you'll find at Juno Auto Sales and Service, and that is their credit policy. If you have bad credit, no credit, or great credit, Juno Auto Sales and Service can help you with a purchase plan that will fit your situation. Come in, talk to their sales and finance department just in time for that perfect vehicle to get you through winter. Juno Auto Sales and Service in the former Stanley Ford location on Mallard across from the Nugget Mall.
All right, right back here, Andrew Frisky, you want to do a little recap for us?
Yeah, you bet. Well, I think the Haynes defense has been the name of the game. They've held Rangel to 25 points this half, which is a pretty, for gold medal standards, that's a pretty slow game. But leading the way for Rangel's Mitch Mork with 10 points. Next, Jason Clark with 4, Tony Harden with 4. He was 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Spencer Stavey with 2. And Robbie Marshall with 2. Andrew Versteeg with 3 as well. And Haynes just, making the extra pass, taking good shots and running with the ball. Scoring for them, Ryan Harms with 2. Ben Egolf with 11. Jordan Baumgartner with 4. Tyler Healy with 14. And leading the way with all scorers is Kyle Fossman with 19. So that kind of rounds off all the scores.
Haynes is 4-for-4 from the line, and Wrangell's 5-for-6. So they're 9 out of 10 from the free throw line, but that's not a big deal right now, but especially for Wrangell. Anyway, we'll take a 4-minute break. You're listening to the 12th game of this 71st annual gold medal basketball tournament. Mike Clasby, along with Andrew Frisky, bringing you the play-by-play. We've got two more games coming your way and the opening ceremony tonight. We'll have some guest speakers. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be back as you're listening to gold medal basketball over KINY out of the capital city of Juneau.
Bobcat of Juneau is your rental equipment yard for Southeast Alaska. They rent out skid steers, excavators, backhoes, loaders, trailers, and much more. And Bobcat is your new Genie lift dealer in Southeast. They're now renting out scissor lifts, telehandlers, man lifts, articulated booms, and light plants. You'll love what you can rent at Bobcat for homeowners and contractors alike. Stop in and check them out. Bobcat of Juneau. Located in Lemon Creek on Glacier Highway. Open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. Call 523-7920.
Ward Air is Juneau's largest family-owned flying service. Our experienced pilots have been getting families, friends, and businesses safely and efficiently to their chosen destination since 1974. With wheel planes as well as float planes, your schedule is Ward Air's schedule. So call 789-9150 to book your next flight. For safety, service, and satisfaction, it's Ward Air. 789-9150.
Don't play it cool, call Ike's Fuel.
Winter's here, so make sure you're warm when those chilly nights come around. It's time to think about those winter heating bills. So get the jump on them now with the Ike-O-Matic Pay Ahead Plan. There's nothing better than being warm. And with a Keep Full program, Ike's will keep you full from now until next summer. Call Ike's Fuel for details. 364-3420. Ike's Fuel, keeping Juneau warm for over 50 years.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan. How can I help?
I'm looking for a great deal on a new Toyota.
Okay. Why are we whispering?
Sorry. I'm in one of those open floor plan offices and everybody can hear me.
Oh, well now through April 3rd, you can get low APR financing or great lease offers on RAV4, Prius, Corolla, Tundra.
Tundra? Shh. Uh-oh. The boss is coming over.
Oh.
He wants to know if he can get a great deal on a Toyota?
Yep. There's deals for everyone in the office.
Hey, Jan says there's one for everyone, you guys.
Toyota's One for Everyone sales event is on now with great deals on your favorite models. But this event ends April 3rd. Come in and get yours today. Toyota, let's go places.
Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
Take advantage of great limited time savings. Visit Mendenhall Toyota in Juneau today. Toyota, let's go places.
Quick look at your halftime weather forecast for Juneau and surrounding areas. Tonight, rain possibly mixing with snow after 7 p.m., then gradually ending, low around 30. East wind 20 to 30 miles per hour. Chance for precipitation is 100%. Little or no snow accumulation is expected. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 40. Northeast wind about 15 miles per hour. And Tuesday night, cloudy with a low around 29. Northeast wind around 15 miles per hour. Right now, out at the Juneau International Airport, it is 37 degrees. We'll be back to the gym with Mike Clasby and more gold medal action in about a minute.
Get the good stuff!
To me, March means spring, and it makes me want to get outside and play in the mud. However, no matter how much I like that mud, when I'm driving behind a vehicle with no mud flaps, I wish I could put my car in a protective bubble. Not having mud flaps on your vehicle is a safety issue as well as a cosmetic one. Stop by Napa Auto Parts and see what we can do for you. From mud flaps to windshield wipers, Napa takes care of your vehicle, bumper to bumper.
Get the good stuff!
It's the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Now to Juneau Douglas High School Gym for more gold medal basketball on KINY.
All right, back with the second half of this first game, a tough one for Wrangell as Haynes in B competition is ahead 50-25. We were talking about the officials. You know, I've had the opportunity to interview Eric Johnson, Craig Tamaki, Manuel Fernandez, Joe Thompson's done a couple, and Suzanne DePoe. I talked to her last year, but Rayanne Johnson, I think it's new. I think it is her first year. Let's see. I should have read this when we were off there. She worked the NCAA Division II National Tournament, the GNAC Conference Tournament, Cascade and Northwest Conference Tournaments, and was fortunate enough to work NCAA Division III Final Four National Semifinal in Holland, Michigan back in 2010. Good experience on these officials when they bring them up here.
Yeah. No, I think that's one of the reasons. They try to get some officials that are willing to come up, enjoying, be part of the festivities, but also trying to be as not take a side for a team, you know. Can get personal if you get local officials in here. And so keep it neutral.
Well, and it has been, and I'll tell you what they did yesterday in the 8 games that we saw is that they were really letting almost every team play. A couple of the games got pretty heated at the end, were very close, and they cranked down the crank a little bit to tighten things up and not let them play so loose. But we're back at play. Rangel missed a couple of attempts down on the right-hand end of the gym as we switched directions. Haynes, with the 25-point lead, comes back down. They move the ball around top of the key a little bit. Then they come over to Kyle Fossman on the left side, and he's going to put up a three, and he nails another one, and that's his sixth three, and makes it a 50. Oh, that was only two. He must have been in toe inside. I thought he made a three. So it's 52-25, and Rangel tries two or three shots down here. Ball's knocked away finally. Tyler Healy down there scrambling to get the rebound against Spencer Stavi, and they're going to say it came off of Stavi. He's going to come over to the bench. I think he bumped his nose on the hardwood.
Yeah, it's kind of a scrum down there. Rangel missed a couple of shots, and there's like four or five guys all in a pile there. And yeah. He might have bumped his nose on the floor or on someone's knee. But definitely not feeling very good at the moment.
So he's out. Versteeg's in, and Baumgartner's at midcourt with Haynes with the ball, and Bossman's got it left side. Goes around. It's going to be defended and held out by Clark, but he gets it away. Now he keeps it and drives around. Clark follows him. Now Fossman's going to go all the way down. Oh, in the paint, he just gets nailed. And they're going to call a foul on that one. He had two guys on him, one on each side. They got more than a little bit of skin. He's slow getting up.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't know if he's hit something on his ankle or he's limping a little bit, but definitely don't. Kyle doesn't like to show pain, and he definitely took his time to get up from that collision between two large Rangel players.
That's going to be the second foul on Tony Harding, number 9 for Rangel, who draws the whistle. I think he and Clark were on either side of Bossman when he tried to drive in traffic. He hasn't done that a lot tonight. He did make a layup right towards the end of the first half, but he's got a lot more from outside. Then he goes to the line now, and Kyle, who was 2 for 2 in the first half from the free throw line, misses this one. He had a total of 19 points. He's now got 21 with that first two that he just got a bit ago. And that one's up and good, so he's 3 for 4 with a total of 22 points, and it's 53-25. Rangel trailing here. First of three games tonight. They try and get inside. It was Versteeg, but he got shut off by Ryan Harms. It goes back out to Clark. Clark tries a three. Right side won't go. Cleared off by Haynes. It'll go to Baumgartner on the right side to Harms as they come down quickly. Healy drives in the paint, and he travels. It surprises me sometimes how many inadvertent travels you see like that.
Yeah, no, it's they're not. It's loose focus there. I apologize. I got a text there. Coach Young's listening. He's a Rangel guy. He's told me not to be biased, so I better watch myself. I keep forgetting it's not just Juno folks living here in Juno watching the game.
That's right. Well, here comes Rangel, and they're going to go to Harding on the left side, and he's going to pick up two.
I'll work on it, Coach Young.
There you go. Coach, I try and always not be biased. Always, especially when I'm doing Juno team, and especially Juno and Ketchikan when it's high school. Get yourself in trouble like that, especially when I work part-time in Ketchikan. Well, we're glad you're listening over in Rangel. Here comes Hart over on the James Hart for Haynes. He throws it away in one of the most unusual turnovers, and Ryan Howell gets it, and they go a fast break, and Rangel's going to need a lot more of those kind of plays.
Well, that's the thing. That's Howell's first 2 points of the game, which really surprises me. He's an excellent basketball player, but just he hasn't taken that many shots, honestly.
Yep, and Egoff's just going to respond and take them two right back, and he puts it up in the paint, a little turnaround jumper. So it's 55-29 now as we're 3 minutes gone, and a three-pointer left side put up. Versteeg misses. Underneath, getting the rebound is going to be Jason Clark. He tries to pass it in the paint, but it's stolen by Haynes, and they'll bring it down to Healy. Left side over to Ryan Harms. Looking inside to Hart. Harms going to jump it up instead of passing it. Comes off the rim on the near side, and then going up to try and retrieve it is Baumgartner, but he can't get a handle on it. It'll go out of bounds, and so Rangel will bring it in backcourt.
I think for Wrangell, you know, they're down, you know, 26, I believe. But, you know, they do have a larger bench than Haynes. And if they're going to make a run, they need to start doing it now, seeing if Haynes seems to have slowed a little bit here. But Wrangell's just going to have to keep attacking them and actually make some shots now.
So Robbie Marshall comes back in for Wrangell as they go over on the left side to Mitch Mork. Mork back out to Harding. He's on the far side of the gym right at half court in the corner. Now he takes a couple steps in, passes it in to Jason Clark on the left side of the lane. He tries a turnaround jumper, goes up, won't go, and he goes after his own rebound. That one won't go, and there's a whistle and a foul, and that's going to be against Egoff, who picks up his first, and that'll give Wrangell the ball into their own bucket, and they come in very quickly on the right side, giving it off to Mitch Mork, who tries a jumper, and it won't go, and the fast break down to Ryan Arms. Nice check by Wrangell. I thought Ryan's going to get the easy one. They finally do two or three times. Did Hart get in the book finally?
No, that was Harms.
Was that Harms?
He got blocked the first shot, got his off of the deflection, and then shot it again, missed it, got his own offensive rebound, then went up hard under three Wrangell guys and made the layup. That's why the crowd was cheering. Harms was the shortest guy out there and had a pretty good
Ryan's fourth point. They all went up in the air, and I kind of thought Hart might have tipped it, but maybe I was just wishing he would get one. Back we go the other way, and there we go. They finally feed it there. That was a missed shot, and Clark was just standing underneath the bucket to pick it up, get the rebound. It didn't hit the rim or anything. Just grabbed it like a pass, and then he puts it up from the right side, and he comes up with his sixth point. So it's 57-31. Now Wrangell's still in a deep hole, and Hart will come down, and he's going to rim one around. He can't buy a bucket. But he gets fouled. Maybe he gets one from the line.
Well, we'll see here. As an opportunity, anyway. He's got two of them.
So I think everybody on Wrangell's in the scorebook. Churchill was in for a little while. He actually didn't score. And let's see. Has Eric James been in yet? He hasn't scored either. And Curdy Couch. Has Couch been in? I don't think he has.
I don't even see him down there.
James Hart is now in the scorebook. I'm just trying to get all these guys in there. He makes a free throw, and he'll set for his second. 58-31. Misses that one. He's one for two. What, did we get a lane violation?
Yeah, Hart, he misses, followed his free throw a little quickly. He went out past the line before the shot hit the rim.
Timeout or substitution? I think we got a break in the action, folks. We're going to take a timeout. It'll be a 60 with 15:26 left to go in the second half. Haynes, 58. Wrangell 31 in B bracket competition. You're listening to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY. Back in 1 minute.
Sure as the yearly return of the Canada Goose, the changing seasons signal the beginning of the spring tire sale at Les Schwab Tires. It's a time of rebirth, excitement, and a heck of a great deal on select tires for just about anything you'd be driving this spring. So if you think you might need new tires, stop on in. We'll come running. And if that seems overly excited, well, that's just who we are. Spring or not. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
The Bartlett Oncology Center is committed to effective and convenient care of patients being treated for cancer and cancer-related conditions. Located in the Southeast Cancer Center building, the Bartlett Oncology Center is a local liaison between primary care providers and Bartlett Regional Hospital. For questions, contact the center directly at 796-8720.
And back we go into Wrangell with the inbound pass. They're going to work at the Versteg. Left side, he's going to come into Clark. Tries to get around Egoff. He just doesn't have the height. He's big enough. Well, he's close in height, but he tries to put it up. Egoff rejects it. Then they come back and they give it off to Robbie Marshall. Marshall tries a little shot from underneath, and he's going to draw a foul, and he'll go to the line.
Yeah, got that missed shot there, and Healy bumps him. Healy kind of bailed him out there for that shot, but he knew he did. Slapped him on the chest and said, I got you.
Tyler Healy, second. And at the line, let's go back over there. Up and in and good. Gets a pair. Makes it 58-33, 25-point spread. Harms with the ball for Haynes. Goes into Healy, who drives in the lane. He gets that one rejected. by Robbie Marshall. Tips it right over to Mork, who goes down in the left corner. Passes it over in the far corner, and a nice three-pointer. That one put up by Ryan Howell, who gets his second field goal, and they've both been in this half at 3-2. 58-36, back within 22. Arms down on Healy on the baseline, puts it up again. Now Rangel's getting pretty good on the defense inside there.
Yeah,
only whistle foul.
Yeah, they fouled. You know, Tyler just a nice spin move there and just took it strong, but got fouled on the arm. So I have a couple of free throws here. Boston sitting down for the first time of the tournament, getting a little breather.
So we'll go to the line with Tyler Healy putting up a free throw. I think that's his first time to the stripe, and it is, and he makes that one. He's got 15 points now. 59-36. We're at 14 minutes and 18 in the second half of play. Tyler, right-hand shooter, puts it up, makes it look just like easy. 60-36. Big 24-point spread. Back we go, Rangel direction, as they're going left to right now here in the second half at the Juno Douglas High School gym. Back over on the near side to Marshall. Marshall over to Clark. Clark comes around right side, gives off to Ryan Howell. He's outside the three-point line. Tyler Healy's there to defend him, so he'll dribble down a couple times, bounce pass inside to Clark. Right-hand baseline, trying to get around Egoff. Can't, brings it back out. First egg goes left to Howell, drives underneath the baseline, a reverse layup underneath Egoff, but the shot still misses. And Egoff gets the rebound, goes off to Healy, over to Harms, back to Healy, down on the left side. Back out to Harms from three-point land. Won't put it up. Out towards midcourt to Baumgartner. Healy inside to Egoff. Clark's there. Back out to Harms. Mitch Mork out to defend him. Egoff comes out to the free throw line. Gets a pass from Ryan. Then goes to Healy on the left side, who drives in the lane and puts it up. It's good. Tyler gets his fourth point of the second half, and he's now at 18. And it's 62-36 as we near the 13-minute mark of the second half of play. Next game coming your way tonight is C competition. Will be Yakutat and Metlakatla. That's supposed to be 7:30 game. It might be delayed because we'll have the opening ceremonies official tonight. Clark coming over. I think he wasn't happy with something when he gave a little toe kick to the bench. He sits down. Also out is the Howell. Baumgartner. Tyler Healy has the ball for Haynes. He'll go on the far side to Hart back in. Back out top of the key to Egoff, who's way out. Now over right side. Nice shot. Tyler Healy, he nails his third three. He's got 21 points now here.
Tyler just inside and outside guy. Tough defender, just all around. One of the better players here at the tournament and has been for a number of years. He's actually old enough to play with us in the C division, but chooses to play down, play up, and playing down in the B division.
So Rangel tries a couple shots from the left side. First one was put up by Eric James, wouldn't go. Getting the rebound was Marshall. He put it up. That one missed, but he's fouled, and that's going to be the third foul against Tyler Healy. And so that'll bring Marshall to the free throw line for Rangel.
And that's one thing, you know, Haynes doesn't have any margin of error for his foul trouble. You know, Boston definitely, he's getting his ankle checked out right now. That's why he's not in the game. I'm sure he'll be back in there. But, you know, even with one person getting a foul trouble or one person getting fouling out, it means you don't have any subs at this point.
Yep, that's right. He had Tony Harding on him, Fossum did, and also Jason Clark. He went up for a little shot back in the end of the first half and got a foul. He was knocked down. He came off limping a little bit. He played a little bit more, shot a couple free throws, but so we'll kind of keep an eye on him. Haynes bringing a couple more guys in tomorrow. Andrew.
They are, yeah. Kyle Rush and Orion Falvey will be coming in from down south. They're both Haynes graduates, but one of them's going to school. Couldn't talk his teacher out of the final today, and Orion runs a business down in Oregon, so they're
going right.
to both be in tomorrow.
So Rangel misses a couple more shots, and rebound comes off to, actually the stolen ball comes over to Haynes, and they'll bring it down. Ryan Harms is going to drive all the way down. He'll put it up, won't go from the left side, back over to Rangel, and comes the other way, and a rejected shot that was attempted by Versteeg on the right side of the lane. Knocked out of bounds. not going to say it came off of Haynes, so it'll be Wrangell's ball in under their own bucket. Mitch Mork will wander over to Eric Johnson, the official, to inbound it. Coming out is going to be Robbie Marshall for Wrangell. Oh, and a nice inbounds pass, and they go right straight away to Versteeg. And Andrew gets only his second field goal, according to me here. Is that right?
That's correct. First of the half.
He's got two twos and a one for two at the line for five, and it's 65-39. Hart, right side for Haynes, puts it up inside the 3-point. Won't go. Put it off by Harding, right on the left side. He's going to come all the way down to the right side. And he's lopped away by James Hart from Haynes. So Wrangell will bring it back in.
Yeah, looks like Haynes is going to call a timeout, I believe. It looks like Jordan Baumgartner kind of slipped on his ankle as well and kind of limping around out there. So.
Yeah, and it is, and Craig Tamaki calls the timeout, gives the signal. It's a 60. We got 10:50 to go in the second half of play. It's 65-39. Back in a minute as you listen to gold medal basketball action on KINY.
No. Throttle up, open her up, and cruise through the waters. Whether you're fishing, whale watching, or headed to the cabin, Carl's Auto and Marine will get you where you need to go. They carry Honda and Suzuki outboards with no games and no gimmicks. You'll always get a great warranty, and the pricing will always be straightforward. Carl's Auto and Marine Repair and Honda and Suzuki authorized dealer. 789-3883. By now, you've probably heard that Little Tokyo downtown on Seward Street is serving all-you-can-eat sushi. They have the freshest all-you-can-eat rolls starting at $24.95 per person. If you want to add on all-you-can-eat appetizers, rolls, and sushi, it's only $29.95, and kids under 5 eat free. Kids 6 to 11 are 50% off. Dine in only, so bring your appetite. Little Tokyo has a full menu available, and they offer delivery to downtown Lemon Creek and Douglas. Call in your order at 523-0344. That's 523-0344.
All right, back in action. These guys don't know what 60 seconds means. We get a 60 and we decide to take it. Part of the reason is we want a little breather. Other parts to make sure we get our sports club sponsors in. And a lot of people are pleased to sponsor gold medal basketball here. And that's what allows us to bring you the broadcast. So back we go as Wrangell missed a shot. We're still at 65-39. We're down near in the 10-minute mark, so we're almost 75% of the way through this game. Haynes missed a bucket as they came back the other way, and now Wrangell gets it and brings it down, and now we're going to have a travel by Wrangell. Spencer Stavi was going to go right and turn left and forgot which foot was a pivot foot.
Yeah, he kind of tried each foot as a pivot foot. Didn't quite get away with it.
Hart will bring it into Harms. And goes to Tyler Healy, and he's just going to drive kitty corner across the paint. And Tyler's going to get another two here in this half, and that's now going to be 23 points for him. And it's 67-39, under 10 minutes to go as we're past the three-quarter mark. Long three, left side, Harding, that one won't go. Comes right off the glass into Healy's hands on the right side. He goes off to Harms, and here comes Haynes the other way. Little layup right side in traffic. He gets in between Mitch Mork and Harding. Misses, but they converted again, and Ryan got his own two.
No, that was James Hart, your buddy there. He got his first field goal of the night.
I looked away for a minute after he missed the shot. So, well, James, there you go. I've been rooting for you. You finally got it. 69-39. That looks pretty much like a 30-point spread to me.
It is. And then with that, I'd like to, I'm supposed to give a shout-out to Bruce Smith up in Haynes. There's a little crowd there saying, you need to get down here and start watching some basketball instead of just listening on the radio. Get down here in person. So I was asked to say that. So.
Are we making it too easy for them?
That's right.
Oh, the crowd here?
Yeah. There's some Haynes fans down right below us.
All right.
To get Bruce down here. And any other Haynes fans up there in the Northern Lynn Canal. That'd be great.
Yep, we welcome more people. Maybe we'll just quit broadcasting this from now on, and then they can come here and watch.
Well, that's one thing. It's pretty, with technology now, you can just get on, you know, on the internet and listen to the broadcast. You have people listening from all over, which is great. You know, I mean, it's with technology these days, it's just pretty impressive.
Well, Coach Young was just here last week for the regions, and Larry Johansson was doing the streaming on AlaskaSports.tv. And we covered most of the Region 5 games. And I had some nice interviews with Archie. But The thing about that was we had thousands of hits on that TV because he keeps track of it. Two long threes were just missed, one by Fossman down on the Haynes end. This one way out past the top of the key by Andrew Versteeg. That one misses, and Haynes clears it off. Anyway, we had 12 countries checked in as well to be listening. So, yeah, they are following it. Southeast Alaska basketball, whether it's high school or gold medal, which obviously is generated from high school competition way back. As nice shot. Egoff got a three. Big, long. That's his first long one.
This half, yep.
Yeah,
he started the game off by hitting one.
Oh, that's right, he did. Yep, he had four twos and a three back, way back. 72-42, that 30-point spread stays there. Wrangell loses it away, and Haynes gets it. Now we come down, and they steal it at midcourt. And it'll be Versteeg, right side. He's going to go over and give it off to Eric James. He's about 10 feet out past the top of the three-point circle, and he'll put that one up. It's going to just be short off the front of the rim, and it'll be cleared off by Haynes again. The pace of this one's really slowed down, I think. Both teams realize that's a smart way to play basketball with this kind of score.
Yeah. It gives us more time to chat about things, too. But
yeah, it does. Left-hand jumper up from the left side by Hart. Won't go. I've never even met the guy. We got to get some more of the Wrangell guys. Who's missed? Who hasn't scored yet? Eric James. Has he been in? Let's see. Has he got 34 down there? Yeah, we do.
Well, he just hit a three when you were looking down there, so you better keep naming those names off.
All right, I'll just do that.
James has nailed a three right when you were saying that.
72-45 now. Wrangell trailing. Well, they're still in the game. They're out there playing good back. Oh, my goodness. There's another Egoff. Three ball. So Ben's got three now. Got five twos. Sounds like 19 points to me. Another three by Clark on the left side. Jason's shot won't go for Wrangell. Cleared off by Mitch Mork, who moves over to the left. Harding's down in the left corner. Clark's underneath the bucket. Coming around right side is Versteeg. He's being defended by Healy. And a nice layup as he got right around Tyler on the right side of the paint. Puts it up, and he gets a couple. And that is going to be now 7 points for Versteeg. 75-47. They cut the deficit to 28. They've got 5 minutes and 46 seconds left to pull a big old rabbit out of the hat. We're getting close to Easter. It'd probably be time for that. Egoff's going to try another. Oh, my Lord. All of a sudden, somebody turned on his button.
Well, they heard us talking about that record from our past years, and I was talking to the guys after the game last night, and they said, I said, you're two threes away from my record. And they said, what's your record? I said, 18. Well, how many do we have? 16. And Boss said, well, all I needed to do is shoot three more times, we would have broke it. Like, well, he didn't, though. So now, I don't know if the word got out, but they're pretty close.
So they're going to, Haynes is going to go to Hart on the right side. He's going to try and drive in the lane, and Mitch Mork's going to reach up and give him a whack and draw a whistle.
Yeah, that was Haynes' 12th three-pointer. So they still got to hit a few more here, but I wouldn't put it past them. But like you're saying, with this time, with 4:54 left in the game, this is definitely, no one on either team wants to get hurt. So they're definitely playing cautious right now.
Actually, that foul was on Versteeg. I didn't realize it. I thought Mort got it, but it's foul number three on Andrew. So, let's see. Hart's at the line. He shot one already. Did he make it? You weren't looking either, were you? You know how easy it is to not look? I think he made them. Well, he did make them both, or he wouldn't have been shooting the second one. So, it's 79-47. He's now 3-for-4 at the line for Haynes. And we come back down. It'll be Howell back in the game. Right-hand corner, jump pass, right in at the free throw line, puts it off to Harry Churchill. Churchill back in now. He tries a jumper, but it won't go. He could have gotten the book. Another attempt by Wrangell on the conversion won't work, but they're going to, and then Haynes is going to bring it down. Then they're going to go to Fossman on the right side, and he misses his second three in this just lately, and it's cleared off. Now Harding's limping around out there. Baumgartner coming back off the bench for Haynes, going to Sedan will be Hart.
That's what we're saying. We just don't want anybody to get hurt right now. I mean, it's definitely Haynes is going to move forward in this the bracket here, but
Harding shaking off a little right leg gimp there. He'll bring it over on the left side. Well, he's trying to get up. He must have heard me. Harry Churchill tries a three from the right side. Won't go. Cleared off. Oh, nice. Wrangell steals it right back and back over to Howell from three on the right side. Won't go. Tipped back in, was going out of bounds, and Haynes picked off the inbounds semi-pass. Haley, right side to Harms. Haley breaks down baseline. Oops, and he's going to be, oh, nice block. They're going to call it a clean block or a jump ball. Good one.
Yeah, they called
it. Was that Howell?
Yeah, no, that was Moore. Went up with Tyler there and just stayed with him and just had his hand right on top of the ball, and they called a jump ball.
That gives it over to Rangel in backcourt. 2 minutes and 46. This one's short-lived. Ryan Houlihan just wandering his way up. Did you have a little dinner, Ryan?
Nope.
Not yet. Ryan's got a new job at KINY and has been keeping him there later hours than he's used to, so I appreciate the fact he's willing to come up here and help us out. He had his break-in yesterday, Andrew, with us doing play-by-play.
All right. Well, yeah, he did a great job, too.
Rangel puts a three up from the left side. Won't go, tipped up by number 44 under there, and that one won't go by Marshall.
That was Eric James there that got the offensive board.
So now James is in the book twice, a three and a two. Come back, Fossman from the right side. That one, the left side, a right-handed shot. And he hits another three here. That's his first three in the second half. Picked up 19 points in the first half. Went a little quiet. He actually might have turned an ankle, so he took a little breather. Back we go the other way, and Rangel's going to try a three from the left side. That one was put up by Harry Churchill, still trying to get in. That one won't go, and it's cleared off, and it'll be Healy to come down to the top of the key as we're at a minute and a half now here in the second half of play. This one's all but over. Harms on the right side for Haynes. Coming out, Hart midcourt back to Harm. 82-49, big win by Haynes here in this one. That'll put him in a Thursday game, and I'll check in a minute to see where Rangel's going to go in the loser bracket. Matter of fact, I can do that now, Andrew, if you watch the play here for me.
Yeah, I'll watch it there, and Fossman just took a few steps inside the half-court line and tried to launch it with a minute 5 to go, but shot it long.
Now at a minute and one, and it's going to be Haynes that's going to play Huna in the 7:30 game on Thursday night.
Yeah, so it's going to be Haynes at 7:30, then Cluckwan at 9 o'clock. So there's going to be a couple of Northern Link Canal teams playing back-to-back there. So
right. And if I can find the loser of game 6, is going to go into what? This will put Huna out, won't it? I mean, where am I looking? Wrong bracket.
This is the winner's bracket. So yeah, Rangel's, I think with this loss, Rangel's going to be going into a tough bracket there.
Yeah.
They're going to be playing.
this is filled out wrong, I think.
Yeah, they're right here. They play the winner of Metlakatla Heidelberg.
So we're game number 12. They'll play. That's right, exactly.
Which
thank you.
It's going to be a tough, I think Metlakatla and Heidelberg, that's going to be a great game tomorrow.
So that'll be a 7:30 game Wednesday. So Rangel 7:30 Wednesday, Haynes 7:30 Thursday. And we're just down to the buzzer, and there it is, folks, and that's going to be a wrap. A 30-point win. Rangel couldn't shake the 30-point spread. So 82-52. We'll take a two-minute break. We're going to be in between games, and then we'll figure out while we take that break. Well, we'll do a recap and give you individual stats, and we'll come back. I'll let you know how long it's going to take, what the plans are for the official opening ceremony, and when you can come back and hear some more basketball. Andrew Frisky, along with Mike Clasby, bringing you game number 12 from the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. First of three games we'll broadcast tonight. We're at the Juno Douglas High School gym here in the capital city, and it is 10 minutes past the 7 o'clock hour, Alaska time. You've been listening over 800 on the AM dial, KINY, 103.5 on the FM. Our final score, once again, in this B-bracket winners competition, it is Haynes 82, Rangel 52. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
For all you gold medalists, the Sea Alaska Heritage Store welcomes all teams and fans to gold medal. Come check out the store's wide selection of one-of-a-kind Alaskan native art, gifts, and jewelry, including a new exclusive selection of Jared Gullinan's silver bracelets. Special gold medal sales on selected merchandise will be offered all week long. Purchases at the Sea Alaska Heritage Store help support ongoing Alaska Native art, language, and cultural programs. Located in the Walter Sobeloff Building on the corner of Seward and Front Street downtown.
Affordable Auto Repair welcomes all teams from neighboring communities for gold medal. Wishing you all good luck in the games, especially the cake teams. If you need work done on your vehicle, bring it into Affordable Auto Repair. They have the lowest rates in town and over 90 years combined experience. If you bring in
in an estimate, they'll match it or beat it. Guaranteed. You can't afford to go anywhere else. For all your vehicle maintenance, choose Affordable Auto Repair. 790-9332. That's 790-9332.
Hi, this is Jody Mitchell, Vice Chair of Sea Alaska Corporation. On behalf of Sea Alaska, welcome to coverage of the Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. The spirit of competition, the pride in giving it your all, these are the values we pass on to the next generation. Please join Sea Alaska in supporting Gold Medal. Together, we hold each other up.
Get the good stuff!
To me, March means spring, and it makes me want to get outside and play in the mud. However, no matter how much I like that mud, when I'm driving behind a vehicle with no mud flaps, I wish I could put my car in a protective bubble. Not having mud flaps on your vehicle is a safety issue as well as a cosmetic one. Stop by Napa Auto Parts and see what we can do for you. From mud flaps to windshield wipers, Napa takes care of your vehicle, bumper to bumper.
Get the good stuff!
All right, welcome back, and Sasha Soboloff down there for the Juneau Lions Club now, welcoming everybody to this opening ceremony night. Not the opening night, pardon me. So we'll do a quick recap, Andrew, and you can do one and one. I don't care how you want to do that.
Yeah, either way. Well, I'll just start out with Wrangell there and go from there. Yeah, but Wrangell, you know, just outdone tonight. You know, I think Haynes had their number defensively, and you know, leading the way for Wrangell was Mitch Moore. He had 10 points the first half, nothing the second half. Tony Harding with 7, Spencer Stavey with 2, Ryan Howell with 5 all in the second half. Andrew Versteeg with 7, Jason Clark with 6, Eric James with 5, and rounded off Robbie Marshall with 4. Everybody but Harry Churchill scored for Wrangell, but it just wasn't enough with their 52 points against the Haynes the Merchants.
They hit 8 out of 10 from the free throw line, so, you know, guys like to know that. It's not a big deal right now, but a lot of games are won at the free throw line in the end of a fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Haynes look like this as they win this one 82-52. Ryan Harms was held only to 4 points. He picked up 2 in each of the 2 halves. Baumgartner was held to 4. He picked them up in the first half. Early on, he had a 2, and it was 2-for-2 at the line. Tyler Healy had 14 points in the first half of play, came back and added 9 more, give him a total of 23. He was 2-for-2 at the stripe. James Hart saved all his for the second half, where he went 3-for-4 and picked up a 2 to give him 5. And Fossman had 19 in the first half. He had a little bit of an angle twist, took a little break, and came back, and he put in 6 in the second half to give him a total of 25. He was 3-for-4 at the stripe. And 22 points were contributed by Ben Egoff. He had a total of 4 threes, and all the rest were 2s. He had 11 in each half of play. Our halftime score was 50-25. Haynes was out. So we'll take a break in the action. And what I'm going to do, folks, and sometimes we can't bring you what's going on down on the floor because we aren't able to get the audio. But I'm going to go down and, oh, and it looks like, is that Byron Nalot? Yep, it is. Lieutenant Governor's down here right now. And let me see if Governor Walker's here.
He's out there with him.
Oh, there he is over there. I didn't see him. So we'll hopefully have an interview coming your way with them, but we'll figure out as they're doing the official welcome right now. So stay tuned, excuse me, stay tuned here as we'll go down and find out exactly the time sequence, and we'll see if we can bring you a little bit of interviews from those two guys and whoever else they might have with them, and maybe I'll get Sasha Soboloff as well. Andrew, thanks for helping out.
You bet. Thanks,
Ryan Houlihan, are you ready to rock and roll over there?
Absolutely. As soon as these opening ceremonies are over, more basketball.
All right. We're going to be coming your way, and our next game will be C-Bracket competition, Yakutat versus Metlakatla. Andrew, thanks. We'll see you later on. And our 9 o'clock game tonight will be M-Bracket Angoon against Sitka. You're listening to 71st Annual Gold Medal Opening Ceremony and basketball games coming your way from the Juneau Douglas High School Gym. We're live on 800 KINY and 103.5, all new on the FM. We'll be back shortly, folks. Thank you.